Muslim migrant who stabbed gay couple has no regrets, court hears. By Jack Montgomery on April 26, 2021. A Syrian Muslim migrant who attacked a homosexual couple with knives, killing one, has no regrets, a German court has heard. Abdullah Al-HH, as the migrant is referred to in the press, wanted to live according to the strict interpretation of the Quran and turned to the Islamic State. A psychologist told the Dresden Higher Regional Court, according to a Der Spiegel court report. The Syrian revealed his thoughts to the psychologist, such as his belief that it was legitimate to kill unbelievers. While serving the short sentence he received in 2018 for obtaining instructions on how to build a suicide bomb vest. The psychologist said Abdullah did not appear to have any real appreciation for why he was in prison, telling the court he had the feeling, the migrant, was trivializing the whole thing and didn't see, what he had done, as a criminal offense. Nevertheless, he was released back among the public on September 29, 2020, just 6 months after his comments about killing unbelievers. And despite the psychologist concluding he was very dangerous and the state criminal police office and Office for the Protection of the Constitution acknowledging that he was a threat. Just 5 days later he launched a frenzied knife attack on two gay men, Thomas L. and Oliver L., near Dresden's Frauenkirche Dresden, Church of Our Lady, stabbing them in the back and leaving Thomas dead and Oliver severely wounded. He was able to leave the scene of the crime undetected and remained at large for some 2 weeks before being arrested. He is said to have said he had no regrets about the attack, except that he failed to succeed in ending both of their lives, as they were unbelievers. Asked by presiding judge Hans Schlotterstotz why Abdullah had radicalized further during his short spell in prison, the psychologist said that her guess was that he realized then that he would be deported and that he had no future prospects in Germany. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.